You are listening to the Courtship Code podcast, where we use a combination of psychology, spirituality, and matchmaking industry techniques to help you to level up your love life. And I'm your host, relationship coach and author, Zara J. Don't forget to join us in our women's only Facebook group, Captivating Courtship Code, where you're able to continue the discussion, post questions for peer support, and also get free content and resources. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And thanks for listening. Are you ready to break up with your type? On June 13th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, I'll be hosting a 3-hour live masterclass for women who are ready to make real shifts in their love life by taking the first step and breaking up with their relationship patterns. In this masterclass, you're going to learn my signature 8 secret passion attraction prototypes and how to break them, the phases of courtship and what you need to know to navigate them to meet your relationship goals sooner, and live Q&A with me so that you can ask any coaching questions that you may have about breaking up with your patterns and attracting commitment now. You'll also receive a bonus passion attraction prototype roadmap that breaks down the Captivating Courtship Code and what steps your specific prototype should focus on to attract better relationships faster, along with much, much more. Spots are limited and on first come, first serve basis. Claim your seat for only $47. Go to CaptivatingCourtship.com to register for your Passion Attraction Prototype Live Masterclass, or you can visit the link in this here show notes, or follow Zara J Captivating Courtship on Instagram and go to the link in the bio to claim your seat. Hey, welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code podcast. I'm your host, Zara J, creator of the Captivating Courtship Code, and I am very happy to be with you on this beautiful, beautiful Monday. At the time of this recording, it is pretty cool outside. It's very sunny. If you guys follow me on Instagram, Zara J Captivating Courtship, if you're not following me, but if you follow me, then you know that I always post pictures of my very scenic view in front of my desk. And I haven't been outside yet. I'm going to step out in a little bit because we're going to have tacos for dinner, but and I have to get, you know, tortilla shells, low carb and gluten free taco shells. They do sell them by Mission at Target. If you need them, that's where to find them. But anyway, I always post pictures of my very scenic view. It's absolutely my favorite. I get to look at the beautiful weather and the sunshine and the trees. It's very lush this time of the year, but it doesn't look very warm outside. But yesterday was Mother's Day, so shout out to all of the mothers. I know that you're not going to hear this the day after Mother's Day, but at the time of this recording, yesterday was Mother's Day. So I want to give a special shout out to you, let you know that you are worthy, more than deserving, and you are a powerhouse. So shout out to you mamas for doing the thing and to keeping the world going. For those you don't know, I'm a mother as well, very proud mother. So I understand the work and just everything that it takes to be able to manage children and raise them right and just everything that goes into that. So shout out to you for sure. And I'm also over here looking at my flowers. My favorite flowers are lilies. I know this is like off base conversation right now, but my favorite flowers are lilies. So I received a beautiful bouquet for Mother's Day. They're super fragrant and they've been smelling up my room like the pollen. I don't know if it's pollen, but whatever the it is, the perfume of it all, just been really fragrant and it just smells amazing in here. So just enjoying it. So I'm in a good mood. For those of you who are ending your fast at the time of this recording, at least, you know, congratulations, you're almost there. You've made it. And, you know, God willing, all of your blessings will be accepted. All your prayers will be accepted as well. And just be immensely blessed and forgiven for anything you need to be forgiven for. Because, honey, we all need some forgiveness in our life. Okay. So today we are talking about why most overthinking women have love blocks that stops them from taking action. And This topic, for those of you who consider yourselves to be overthinkers, high achievers, type A personalities, this is something that I really want you to lean into this episode, because so many women that I have worked with and women who I have done matchmaking with, women who have completed applications or applied to coaching or any of that, do consider themselves and identify as overthinkers. And while that is a very valid aspect of your current identity, it is important to understand that this is something that can shift. And this is something that you want to be able to manage, and you want to be able to reframe and reverse so that you are able to actually enjoy the courtship process, enjoy relationships, decrease your stress, the anxiety, all the fears that are showing up for you when it comes to courtship, but particularly when it comes to taking action, whether that means that you are meeting people online, offline, through friends, putting yourself out there, whatever it is that you would do in order to meet potential partners, the overthinking can really, really prevent you from being able to take action, because essentially you'll start procrastinating. And procrastination is really just your inability to regulate your emotions. And if you understand how the human brain works and how we're just wired, it all starts with a thought. So your thoughts then create an emotion. The emotion flows through your body and triggers a reaction, or, you know, not an action in some cases, but you'll either react, and that reaction could be you actually taking action, or your reaction may be avoidance and shutting down out of fear. And a lot of times during the courtship process, or trying to even spark the courtship process, because if you're not taking action, you're not even meeting partners. And let me just say this, I've talked about this some weeks ago on the podcast, but I know from my history of matchmaking and from my experience as a relationship coach, I polled about 100 applications over the last 12 months that came into coaching. And after taking the poll, I realized that the vast majority of women, I believe it is about 70% of women, weren't really courting men up even for at least a 30-day period within a 12-month to 2-year time frame. So if you're not courting any options over, you know, the last 12 months or the last 2 years, or you are meeting men, but you're not even making it a solid 30 to 90 days, this is a major problem. You have to learn to take action differently. And most importantly, you have to learn how to reframe how you're thinking about the courtship process and about relationships and men. And this is exactly what we work on in the Captivating Courtship Code Group Coaching Program. So much of it is mindset. And the overthinking aspect is something that comes up all the time, and really helping you to rewire and reprogram your thoughts and what you're receiving so that you're able to just slow them down and be present. And that's really, really challenging. So one thing that I've noticed as a relationship coach and as a matchmaker is that for so many women, they believe that they must try to figure out everything on their own. They really struggle for asking for help. I mean, even those who are in coaching, I have to constantly reiterate to them, don't be scared to ask for help. If you have questions, ask. If you need support, post in the community. If you have questions, ask on a call. Because so many women have been conditioned to try to do everything for themselves. They feel like they have to know all the answers. They feel like they're supposed to get it right. They're supposed to have it perfectly. And if they don't, then that is a flaw on them. And rather, it just simply could be a lack of information, a lack of implementation, or just a need to reframe how it is that they are thinking about a situation. But so many fear that vulnerability of being seen and possibly not, quote unquote, getting it right, that they really hinder themselves. And this is just a part of the overthinking process, right? But in this space of feeling like you have to figure out everything about courtship, you meet a man, you like him, you feel like you have to figure him out. You need to get to the bottom of who this man is. You need to figure it out. You need to anticipate his move. You need to psychoanalyze every single thing that he does, that he says, why he didn't do it, when is he going to do it, all of these things. And then you start getting into a space of anxiety and overthinking. You think you have to strategize more. What can I do to get this from him? How can I get this response? How can I get him to like me more? How can I get him to commit, right? And this is all the masculine energy that's driving you forward, right? So you're leaning in. And when you're in that energy, because that is the planning, the strategizing, the doing energy, you're always on thinking mode. You're thinking, you're overthinking, and then you're trying to really deeply assess everything that you possibly can about this man until you get into a place of not really taking action, or you end up taking sabotaging actions, right? So every single thing that he does, everything that he says, it becomes something to analyze, and you're just always leaning into him, right? So one thing that we talk about a lot in coaching is pulling your energy off of that man and pouring into your own bucket and really learning to make this the habit, right? Because if you're constantly leaning in, this is going to cause major problems for you because you're always on go. And really what you need to be doing instead of leaning in and trying to strategize and trying to figure this man out and all the overthinking and the doing energy and all of that that's keeping you in a space of worry and anxiety and stress. And when you're highly activated and stressed, when your body is experiencing that, when your mind is experiencing that, then you end up falling into survival mode, which is a form of protection, which means you're guarded, which means that you're not vulnerable, which means you're not building connection because you're operating in a space of fear. So this is a problem. This is definitely something that's going to cause sabotaging behaviors. Okay. So what you really need to do is to learn how to simplify the courtship process and simplify your partner selection process. Okay. You need to rely less on overthinking and trying to figure him out, and you need to lean more on intuition. Now, the problem with this is that most women cannot distinguish between their thoughts and their feelings. They don't understand when they are thinking about something versus when they're feeling something. And I noticed this when I was doing coaching. I came to this realization about a year ago when I was working with a client. I was working one-on-one with a client, and we were talking about an experience that she was having with an ex. And I was noticing a lot of the language that she was using, where she was saying things such as, well, I feel like it should work out, but in my mind, I know that it won't, or I know that it's time to give up. So she would say, my mind is telling me that I should give up, but my heart feels like it should work. And I had to explain to her that that's actually not what's going on with her. It's actually the reverse. Because anytime you are having a should, could, would, anything like that, those are limiting beliefs. And those are thoughts that you are putting together, trying to figure out and analyze in order to make it work, right? So it's actually that her mind was thinking and trying to convince her and analyze and overthink the breakup into her believing that they should still work. But it was her heart that was feeling that it was over. So when you are confusing your head with your heart and you don't understand how to connect with your intuition, you're not guided by it, you're not trusting it, and you're always in your doing masculine energy, you're always overthinking things, then you don't understand how to actually connect with what actually feels right, which is going to allow you to be able to receive your intuition. So learning to trust your intuition, getting really clear on what your courtship process needs to look like, and also getting really clear on who are the right partners for you, is really what's going to allow you to be able to open up the doors to better courtship experiences, be able to take action that's actually going to lead to better experiences and better results, And most of all, it's going to help you to be able to identify a system where you can be able to assess men without that stress and anxiety and that overthinking. Now, this is something that we do cover, of course, in the Captivating Courtship Code Group Coaching Program. I have put together several systems for women so they can kind of take that stress off of them and be able to have some, what I call like your North Stars when it comes to courtship and relationships. So help the women to get really clear on who are the right partners for them. Help them to also understand what steps that they should be taking, but also, you know, getting crystal clear on your authentic value. That's super, super important in order for you to feel in your high self-worth and your feminine energy as that captivating queen that you desire to be. And then another part of the system that we also teach is teaching you how to be able to identify commitment ready men so that you're not wasting time or feeling stressed out about having to have these deep, deep conversations with a man that may not even be commitment ready. So you understand how to assess this pretty early on if you are really paying attention and building connection and getting to know that man. But it's going to be able to prevent you from wasting your own time if you have to navigate courtship on your own, especially. So having these systems releases stress. It allows you to not have to think so much. It allows you to lean more in your feminine energy where you can actually enjoy the process. But you have to be able to trust yourself to go through the process so that you can take the right actions. So, hey, I want to invite you to book a call. I want to invite you to book a call. You can go to captivatingcourtship.com/apply if you are ready to learn how to captivate courtship, if you're ready to stop having to stress yourself and overthink so much, and learn how to navigate this with a very positive sisterly support system behind you, step-by-step blueprint, and all the tools that you need. Now, I am temporarily opening up doors for a very, very few limited spaces to the Captivating Courtship Code Group Coaching Program. So you complete the application on our website and you book your call. And when you book your call, just know that on the call, it's going to be a quick 30-minute call. On that call, we're going to get really clear on three things. I want to get to know you so I can understand where you currently are in your love life, where you want your love life to be in the next 12 months, and get really clear on some of the blocks that are holding you back. And if you seem like a great fit for the program, and if you think I would be a great fit to help you, then we'll talk about what your next steps could be moving forward and if coaching is the right fit for you. And if it's not, that's fine too. But at least give yourself the gift of clarity while I am opening up the doors this week to calls. So go to captivatingcourtship.com/apply and I hope to speak with you soon. Are you ready to break up with your type? On June 13th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, I'll be hosting a 3-hour live masterclass for women who are ready to make real shifts in their love life by taking the first step and breaking up with their relationship patterns. In this masterclass, you're going to learn my signature 8 secret passion attraction prototypes and how to break them, the phases of courtship and what you need to know to navigate them to meet your relationship goals sooner, and live Q&A with me so that you can ask any coaching questions that you may have about breaking up with your patterns and attracting commitment now. You'll also receive a bonus passion attraction prototype roadmap that breaks down the Captivating Courtship Code and what steps your specific prototype should focus on to attract better relationships faster, along with much, much more. Spots are limited and on first come, first serve basis. Claim your seat for only $47. Go to captivatingcourtship.com to register for your passion attraction prototype live masterclass, or you can visit the link in this here show notes, or follow Zara J Captivating Courtship on Instagram and go to the link in the bio to claim your seat. If you've enjoyed this episode, then make sure you share it with family, friends, or any of your peers who may benefit from listening to the Courtship Code podcast. I'll be back next week with more tips to help you level up your love life. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And until then, stay on code.